Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But Jesus never fails. He 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 never fails. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Thanking you, God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the confidence. Thank you for the hope, God, that is built in you. Thank you for being a never-failing God. Thank you, God, for never falling short of your glory. Thank you, Lord, for never falling short of your grace. Thank you, God, for always being there. That when I need you, God, you're always there. When I need to get to you, God, you're always there. When I need a way made, God, you're always there. Thank you, Lord, for never failing. As a songwriter said, I've tried him. He never fails. I've tried him. He never fails. And as we consistently try you over and over again, and even as we inconsistently try you over and over again, God, the results are always the same. That, God, you're the same yesterday, you're the same today, you're the same forevermore, and you never fail. And so, God, as we continue to try you, and as we continue to put our trust in you, and as we continue to put our our hope in you, and as we continue to look to you, God, you will continue to be the same. You will continue to be a strong tower. You will continue to be a way maker. You will continue to be a mind regulator. God, you will continue to be a heart fixer. God, you will continue to be a healer. You will continue to be a deliverer. God, you will continue to be a strong tower. God, because God, you are consistent. God, you will always be the same. You will consistently be the lover of my soul. God, you will consistently be the way that I need to go. God, you will consistently be the door opener, God. You never fail. And as I begin prayer this morning, God, early in the morning as we seek you, God, my prayer this morning, God, is that you never fail. And I thank you, God, because you remain the same. When I change, when seasons change, when people around me change, Lord, you are the same. And because you are the same, God, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to receive glory. You're worthy to receive honor. You're worthy to receive my praise. And as we submit ourselves to you this morning and come before your presence with singing and come before your presence with praise, God, we come before you with thankfulness in our heart. We come before you with thankfulness in our soul. We come for you with come before you with thankfulness in our mouth, God, to bless and magnify your name. You're worthy, God, of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of my praise. You're worthy of my sacrifice. You're worthy for me to rise up early in the morning and to seek your face, God, because you've been too good. You've been too kind. You've been too merciful. You've been too awesome. God, you've been too great. In words cannot even express how great you have been and how great you are. But God, with thankfulness in my heart, God, I say thank you. Oh, God, I glorify you. I honor and adore you, God, and I bless your name this morning. Thanking you for another day that you have made, another day that you've allowed for me to see, another day that you have woke me up in the morning and allowed me to see a brand new day. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your unmerited favor. Thank you for your grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. Thank you for the renewing of my soul, God, the salvation that you gave me, God. Thank you for cleansing me of all of my sins, God. Thank you for the blood that still washes, the blood that still makes whole, the blood that still heals, the blood that still delivers. Thank you for the blood, hallelujah, the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of my sins. Thank you for the blood. Oh, God, thank you for being that Lamb without spot or blemish, that when the day came that you were bold enough and willing enough and strong enough to say, not my will, but let thine will be done. There is a way that seemeth right. But God, you chose, Jesus, you chose not the way that seemeth right. For in our flesh, God, the flesh would have told us, don't go to the cross. In our flesh, God, it would have told us to rebuke you and to turn away from your will. But God, Jesus put flesh under subjection, and he said, not my will, but let thine will be done. Help us to be more like Jesus in all of our ways and in all of our endeavors, God. Help us to be more like Jesus in all of our thoughts and in all of our actions, to put this flesh under subjection and to declare right now, not my will, but let thine will be done. I may be troubled on every hand, but not perplexed. Not my will, but let thine will be done. I may be cast down, but not forsaken. Not my will, but let thine will be done. I bless you, God, because no matter if I'm up or down, you remain the same. Whether I'm sick or well, you remain the same. Whether there's money in my pocket, God, or no money at all, you remain the same. And you, God, are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be adored. Glory to your wonderful name. And we just come before your presence this morning to sing to you praises, to honor you and adore you, God, and to submit ourselves to your will. Not our wills, Lord, but let thine will be done. As we have come before your presence this morning to seek your face, we love you, Lord, today. because you first loved us, and we magnify you even now, God, because you have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. We can do anything without you. We are nothing without you, and we magnify you, God, because you are a strong tower. You are that wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. You are our strong foundation. Oh, God, when everything around us is sinking sand, God, you have been our strength. You have been our strong power. You have been our way maker. You have been a good God, and you have been awesome. You have been so mighty. You have been so merciful, and praises, God, are just flowing from our lips this morning because, God, we love you, and we have brought to you a sacrifice of praise. And I want to say thank you, Lord, and I magnify you. And I glorify you, and I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the realm, into the environment, into the house of the Lord. As I gave you those thoughts, Lord, I could not figure out what I needed to say. Because, God, I'm in the room. I'm not in the room, but I'm not in the sanctuary. God, bringing forth this early morning prayer. But, God, you come into any atmosphere. You come into any environment. But, God, then I continue to go on and say that this is a house because my body is not my own. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. And so I bring forth to you this morning a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord because you have chosen to dwell in me, in this vessel, in this body that you made, God, that you put together, that you shaped and formed, God. I bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord because this is the body and the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, God, that you chose me. I thank you, God, that you've ordained me. God, I thank you that you set me aside for your glory. And I thank you, God, that you abide with us. That's all we have to do is invite you into the midst, God. And when praises go up, blessings come on down. And we don't want just your blessings, but we want the blesser, God. We want the lover of our soul. We want the King of kings. We want the Lord of lords to come on down and reign in our souls. We want our God, the creator of all earth, the lover of our soul. We want him to come on down and inhabit our praises and abide with us, God, and refresh and revive us, God. And renew us and strengthen us even now. God, we need you to come to more and have your way in our hearts even now. Come to more, God, and have your way in our souls. Rest, rule, and abide with us. Even now, God, and henceforth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we need your glory, God, today. Nothing else would do. We need your anointing. God, nothing else would do. We need your presence, God, because in your presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. What we need, God, is in your presence, Lord. So help us to lay aside sins. Help us to lay aside weights and those things that easily beset us. God, there's a race before us. There's victory ahead. Oh, God, the finish line is yet ahead of us, God. And as we press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, strengthen us even now, God. Abide with us even now, Lord. Breathe on us even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and fill our cups, Lord, till we can't handle no more. Come no more, Lord, and have your way and reign in us even now. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh, because, Lord, we are definitely living in the last days. Fill our cups till we want no more. Fill us cup till we overflow, God. Oh, God, because we need you, God, today. We can't make it without you, Lord, today. So fill our cups till we want no more, God, because you are the liberty that we need. You said, I've come that you might have life, and life that more abundantly, God. Breathe life into us, God. Breathe strength into us, God, even now. Breathe hope into us, God, now. Because when our faith is empowered, God, we enable you to do greater things and greater work on our behalf. Without faith, Lord,
Lord, it's impossible to please you. And I want to please you, God, this morning. I want to put a smile on your face, God, this morning. I want to make you happy, God, today. In the name of Jesus. So let a praise, God, in the inside, God. The help come on out that I cannot keep into myself. Oh, God, let me holler even yet now, God, to honor and adore you, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God, and to magnify the God of our salvation. Lord, I just want to say thank you because you never fail. You remain the same. You're consistent, God, in season and out of season. When I'm up and when I'm down, God, you remain the same. When I turn my back on you, God, you remain the same. Oh, God, when I seek your face, Lord, you remain the same. You are a loving God. You are a God of compassion. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of grace. You are a God of strength. You are a God of being a way maker. And, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for another day that you've allowed for me to see. And thank you for another opportunity to realize how great you are. You're the name above all names. You're worthy of my praise. My heart begins to sing how great you are. Your name is great, God. We exalt your name, God. We magnify your name, God. Your name is a strong tower. Your name is so great, the righteous can run into your name, and we can find safety in your name. We can find shelter in your name. We can find healing in your name. We can find deliverance in your name. We can find joy in your name. We can find strength in your name. Whatever it is that we need, God, we can find it in you, God. So help us to remain steadfast in you. Help us to remain connected to you, God, because when we are connected to the vine, we are connected to the source of our strength. Give us, oh God, the nutrients we need, God, as we remain connected to you, the source of our strength, the strength of our lives, the God of our salvation, the hope for our today, and yet even the more, the hope for our tomorrow. Thank you, God, that you never fail. Thank you, Lord, that you remain the same. Pour out your spirit upon us and heal us and touch us even now. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you promised that you would deliver us out of them all, that you will not put no more on us than we can bear. And we have been through storms. We have been through the rain. But God, I can boldly declare even yet now that we've made it. We made it through. You brought us through, God. And you brought us through stronger. You brought us through mightier. Hallelujah. You brought us through wiser. So, God, where else can we turn to? Who else can we look to? We only can look to you. We only can trust in you because you're the only one that has never fallen short of your glory. So, God, we look to you even now. And that whatsoever state that we find ourselves in today, we find ourselves being content. Help us to be content because God, victory is in store for us. Doors are waiting to be opened before us as we continue to press forward. This is our hour. This is our time. This is our season of breakthrough. I speak breakthrough into our finances. I speak breakthrough into our physical bodies. I speak breakthrough into our thoughts even now. God, we are determined to take you out of the box and let our great big old God be a great big God in everything that we need him to do in our relationships. Be that great and big God on behalf of our children's God. Be that great big God. Be our Savior. Be our waymaker. Be the deliverer. Be our strong power. Be everything that we need you to be. We are determined, God, to release you on our behalf and break through, God, through every stronghold. Break through, God, every ceiling. Break out of every box that we may accidentally, intentionally, or forgetfully put you in. You remain the same, and you remain a good God. And so we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with thankfulness in our heart, Lord, to tell you thank you for another day. Thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. I had a mind to serve you. I had a late night or early morning this morning, and I've only had a couple of hours of sleep. But God, you're worthy to be praised, and I thank you, God, because you are the lifter up of my head. You are a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. You are a redeemer. You are the very air that I breathe. You are everything that I need and more. And as I learn to wait on you, as I put my faith and my trust in you, you will renew me. And I shall be renewed, God, because you are the one that does everything. You're the one that breathed the breath of life into me. You're the one who woke me up this morning and stopped me on my way. And so, God, as I put my trust in you, and as I look to you this morning, be all that you can be on behalf of your people this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we thank you for making this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you, God, for the use and activity of our limbs. And thank you for a mind to pray. You tell us, God, that men ought to always pray. And as seasons change, we realize the importance and the power that comes with prayer. Prayer reminds us that it's not about us. But prayer tells us that it's all about Jesus because of the sacrifice, because of his authority, because he has all power that was given by you, that all power in heaven, all power in earth, all power under the earth, God. We realize when we pray that it's all about you. And no matter what the enemy does, you remain the same. And we always can trust you. We always could put our faith in you. We always could put our hope in you. So give us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus to remain steadfast in prayer. I was reminded by my dear brother this week, God, that this early morning prayer is the foundation of our ministry. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, it's the thing that we build our church upon. Or that we have built our church upon, that allows our church to continue to remain steadfast, that though we may not have the numbers, the great numbers that others have, but God, the success and the victory, God, that has come in our ministry, even yet at an early age, comes from this time of consistent and faithful prayer. Because we put our trust in you, because we put our hope in you, and said, then God, so let us not become weary in well-doing. Let us not become weary in these things that we endeavor to give to you. Let us not do things, oh God, that seem right, oh God, because those things that seem right lead to destruction. But I know the way. I know the truth. I know who the light is, and his name is Jesus. He is a strong tower. His name is Jesus. He is my deliverer. His name is Jesus. He is a strong tower. I know who my redeemer is. I know who the lover of my soul is. I know who my Savior is, and his name is Jesus. And we don't have to go where it seems right. We got to know that we know that we know that Jesus is in charge. He's in charge of our home. He should be in charge of our home. He should be in charge of our lives. And God, we endeavor to let you take the wheel. Reign in us, Lord. Take the wheel, God. Take us to our different destinations. Give us what to say. And one not to say, Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. I'm reminded even now that Jesus told his disciples, if I'm not mistaken, that the Spirit will give us what to say. When you go, don't worry about what you have to say. The Spirit will give you what you need to say when it's time to speak. God, help us to bind this flesh that tries to get ahead of you. Oh, God, help us to bind this flesh that tries to go outside of your will. But, God, help us to patiently wait upon you in everything that we do. God, we seek positions. We seek jobs. We seek endeavors. We seek ways. But, God, help us not to go before you, because when we go before you, God, we'll find ourselves out of your will. But I declare, God, this morning that I surrender all to you. I surrender my thoughts. I surrender my desires. I surrender my action. I surrender my will. Not my will, God, but let thine will be done, God. You take me where you want me to go. You lead me, God, where you want me to go. Where you lead me, Lord, I will follow. What you tell me to do, God, I will obey, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you know what's best for me. And the more I trust you, the more you encourage me. The more I believe in you, God, the more miracles you perform on my behalf. As my faith grows, God, you continue to do the impossible. Ah, God, and I want to say thank you for being just that great, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you are everything that we need and more. And build us up. Breathe life into us. Breathe strength into us. And God, encourage us yet even the more, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for those that faithfully call this phone line during our early morning prayers. For some, it's a great sacrifice. I know people call in from various different areas, Lord. And God, it takes to build a fire. But God, I pray that as we continue to remain steadfast, give us the boldness, Lord, to spread the good news about what's going on here at this great and wonderful ministry. God, I know that some people call from afar. They can't necessarily join us in service, but God, they can tell their people, their friends that don't know Jesus, that's looking for some encouragement, Lord. We can spread the good news that there's something going on in this ministry. Oh, God, that believes in the power of prayer. Let the sheep beget sheep now in the name of Jesus. I bind the lack. I bind the stoppage. God, I bind the barrenness, God, in the ministry. And I speak life, God, that the sheep will begin to bring forth sheep, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak on every member of the ministry, God, and every partner in the ministry, God, that the members will beget members, Lord, that the partners will beget partners, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, vision dreamers, God. Oh, God, those that are thinking big, God, send them in from the fields of sin even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Risk takers that are willing to trust you in everything, that they don't take risks, God, that are not based on you, but they put their trust, Lord, in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak life into the seats of my ministry now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak life right now, God. Send them in, God. Send them in from the fields of sin. Fill our cups till we can't handle no more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we've labored. We've travailed. We've set the foundation, and you are our foundation. We've got a consistency. God, we remain steadfast. We remain faithful, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, honor our sacrifice, honor our commitment, God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Send them in right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, send them in right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. And give me the way that I need to go, oh God, to enlarge our territory. God, this is our season of breakthrough. And I bind the devil on every hand. Oh, God, breakthrough has begun in our ministry. God, you've begun to send light, extra bodies and extra light into the ministry. Oh, God, but we have not been able to keep them, God. And I know that it's just the trick of the enemy, God. Oh, God, and I know it's just the trick of the enemy. But, God, we're going to still continue on that, God, to remain on the gospel path. Because I know what you have spoken into my life. I know what you have spoken into these, your people. I know what you have spoken into the lives of this ministry. Lord, and I believe you, God, today. I'm not wavering, God, that I know, God, that you're sending them in. But, God, give us the boldness. Give us the authority. Give us the strength. Give us the courage, God, to tell somebody about the great things that's going on at Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Let your will continue to abide, to be our lead. Continue to send those to us, God, that have visions to do great things. I can't get the word that I really want to say right now, but God, you know the desires of my heart. I want you to send in workers. Send in more laborers, God. Send in more, God, forward thinkers that are willing to put you to the test and put our faith in you to believe the impossible, to see the invisible, to see the God, the great things. And God, help me to be purposeful in all of my actions, all of my endeavors, that when I pray, God, I pray with purpose. When I give, God, and sow, I sow and give with purpose. When I preach, God, that I will preach with purpose. When I surrender and submit, God, that I surrender and submit, God, at all times with purpose, God. Help us to be purpose-driven ministry, that when we feed the hungry, God, we're doing it for a purpose and a reason. God, when we go witnessing, God, that we do it with a purpose and with a reason, God. When we go here and when we go there, God, that we do it with a reason and with purpose. Because breakthrough is upon us, and we have to move towards that glass ceiling that the enemy thinks that he has us trapped in. For God, I have no doubt, Lord, that we are a great ministry even right now. And I declare right now that my eye has not seen, my ear has not heard yet, my imagination hasn't even imagined it. But great things you have in store, because my flesh can't comprehend the things of the Spirit. So the Spirit has shown me, God, the great things that my eye has not seen yet, or that my ear has not heard yet. Your Spirit has already reaffirmed in me, God, the great things that you have in store for this great and wonderful ministry. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because our labor will not be in vain. Anoint the ministry now. Let your anointing flow and run all over me now. The anointing destroys the yokes. The anointing, God, empowers us to do great things. The anointing takes us past our fleshly limitations and allows us to do things far and above that we can have ever thought for or imagined. Anoint us right now. Allow our cups to run over. And start with me, God, as the head, God. Anoint me, God, from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And let your anointing run down my beard. And let it run, oh God, to the hems of my garment, God. And those that are attached to me, those that are connected to me, God, expressly these prayer warriors, God, that get up every single morning to pray with me, let the anointing fall afresh on them and fill their cups so they can't handle any more, God, as they undergird me, as they continue to encourage me, as they continue to pray for me day by day. God, let your anointing, Lord, fall afresh and destroy every yoke that the enemy tries to bind me with. But I speak life into myself. I speak life into my ministry. I speak life into my actions. I speak life into my dreams. I speak life into my visions, God. I speak life into my ministry, Lord. I speak life right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give me what I need, the life, God, to be the leader that you called for me to be in this last and evil day. I love you, Lord, because you have first loved me, and you keep on loving me over and over again. And I thank you for ordaining me. God, I feel like Jeremiah, and I know that I am. For when I was without sin, God, you had already ordained me to be a prophet. Hallelujah. You've already ordained me, God, to be a man of God. You already ordained me, God. When I tried to run away, you had already laid your hands on me and ordained me for this very day and time. And I thank you. I thank you, God, for knowing just what I needed more, for knowing the way that I needed to take, and for being patient with me and being kind to me. So, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, I cast the devil out right now. By the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke his attacks. I rebuke his thoughts. I rebuke his ways. I rebuke his traps. I rebuke his deception. I rebuke his foolishness right now on behalf of these, your people, and in the lives of your people everywhere, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak strength. I speak a renewal. I speak a refreshing into the heart and into the minds of those that have joined us on this call this morning. I know, God, that I have the authority to speak anointing on those that are not connected. But, God, I want a special blessing to be on those that have chosen, Lord, to join us this morning. I pray for a special anointing on Lady Yolinda McCowan, who remains steadfast by my side and prays with me every single day. I pray for a special anointing, God, over her life, that you will bless her in the city, bless her in the field. God, bless her where she comes. Bless her ministry, God. Continue to expand and enlarge her territory, God. A great woman of God, bless her even now, God. Oh, God, for her sacrifices during these early morning prayers. God, I call on the name of Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord. I know that she's on the call right now, God, and bless her for her sacrifice, Lord. I'm feeling the effects of getting up an hour earlier than I normally do, Lord, because I'm in the central time zone. But, God, she does it every single day. And, God, I want you to bless her for her sacrifice, bind the ailments that are in her body, God. Dry up that drain, that sinus drainage right now, God. I speak healing on her behalf right now. Bind the devil on every hand, God. Loose his hold on her, God. Protect that house. Protect Diana, God. Bless her family, God. My family, God. Bless everything that she put her hands to do, God. I bind the lot, God, and I speak life into her latter days, that her latter days will be greater, far much greater than her former, God, days, in the mighty name of Jesus, because she has sacrificed, Lord, to invest in this ministry. And then I call on my dear brother, Larry Brown. Thank you for the love of brothers, a man that's willing to sacrifice his time to pray. Who would have ever thought, God, that we came together years ago, that we would find ourselves kneeling before an almighty God and praying and submitting our souls to you. Thank you for the change, God, that you have wrought in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you anoint my dear brother right now. Grant him the desires of his heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the desires. You know the doors that have been shut before him. You know the attacks that the enemy has waged and the war that the enemy has waged against him. But I speak life into him right now. I speak strength into him right now. I speak encouragement, God, into him right now. Give him all the resources he needs, God, to continue to press forward, God. God, he's not with us directly, God, but I speak the spirit and the abundance of breakthrough on his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for his family. I pray for his schooling. I pray for his job. And I pray, God, that you would grant him the desires of his heart. Because, God, when we sacrifice, you said that you will honor our sacrifice. And as we submit to you, God, we submit to you a sacrifice that's worthy to be received of you. As we submit ourselves morning by morning during this early morning prayer. So I pray a special anointing on those that are with me right now. And then I pray a special anointing that God for those that will tune in at a later moment in time. Bless them even now for their sacrifice. And bless them for their desire to pray. For people don't go and click on a button to hear a prayer unless they desire to pray. So honor their sacrifice. Honor their commitment. Honor their desire to pray and bless them, God, beyond their wildest imaginations. I pray for our church, the church of God in Christ, and I pray for churches and bodies of believers everywhere. God, I celebrate my brother, Pastor William Cornett, God, who you have blessed with a wonderful and beautiful facility, God. You, God, do things that blow our minds, God, and I pray that you continue to bless us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You blessed them with all of those chairs. And so, God, since you blessed them with all of those chairs, God, we know that you have people, breathing live people that will be able to fill the seats of that sanctuary in the name of Jesus. I pray for our presiding bishop, Charles Edward Blake. I pray for our general board, God, who were newly installed last night during our inaugural services. God, I pray that you would allow them to trust in you in everything, that they won't lean unto their own understanding, but in all their ways that they would acknowledge you so that you would direct their pathways and guide them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I won't call out all of their names, but I'll call out the name of my pastor, my leader, my bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen him, that you would encourage him, that you would continue to anoint him for this very time as he serves you and as he serves this church, God. I pray, God, that you would continue to make his latter days greater than his former, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless him, God, as he continued to trust in you, that you would give him long life, God, and continue to grant him the desires of his heart. I pray for Mother Charlotta Thomas, Lord. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns and, God, the father of her daughter, James Williams, God, who is in need of open heart surgery that will occur this week, God. My mother, God, she was shaking, Mother Towns was shaking, God. God, I know I heard concern in her words, God. God, I pray that you would give her a calm right now and remind her that you are in control, God. The words that she said to me, God, is that I'm telling you, Pastor McCallan, because I know that you are a prayer warrior, and I believe that God hears you when you pray. God, that comes from remaining steadfast in prayer before you, God. And so, God, as she believes in me, she don't believe in me, but she believes in the power of the God that I pray to on a consistent basis. And so I place James Williams before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would continue to allow him to hold on, but that you would take this damage, God, that you would take, oh God, the brokenness of his heart, the damage in his heart, God, that you would begin to mend it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are still that bomb in Gilead. You are still still a healer. You are still a way maker. You are still a miracle worker. And God, we put our hope and we put our trust and we put our faith in you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't put our faith in the hands of the heart physicians, God, because they only can do what you allow them to do. And so, God, I ask right now that you would lead them and guide their hands, God, that they will put all things back together right, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the potter and we are the clay, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we can put our trust in you because you can make us over again. God, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak life. And I speak strength into his body right now. Refreshing, renewal, strength into Mother Towns right now. As she feels a little weak, but God, help us to undergird her, encourage her. Send her anointing, God, that she can't handle anymore right now. Send her a fresh, reviving wind, even right now, God, as she rests. Anoint Mother Towns right now. Reminder of how good you are and how great you've been and how great you'll continue to be. We put the name James Williams in the atmosphere, and I speak healing. I plead the blood right now, God, over his life, and I ask, God, that every prayer warrior that's praying with me now to declare healing into the life of James Williams right now in the name of Jesus, because you said we touch and agree. If any two would touch and agree, oh God, that you would grant us the desires of our heart. And I thank you, God, for his healing. And I thank you for a miracle that you have wrought in his life. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. Oh God, that you have given me to shepherd over. God, help me to continue to be the leader that you have called for me to be. Give me wisdom, Lord. I ask for wisdom. Wisdom to be the pastor that you have called me to be. Wisdom to be the shepherd that you've called me to be. Wisdom to be the businessman that you've called me to be. Wisdom, oh God, to be the husband that you've called me to be. Wisdom to be the father that you've called me to be. Wisdom to be the son that you've called for me to be. Wisdom to be the brother, the cousin, the leader that you've called for me to be. So that I may be all that I need to be for these your people, an example. That's what you've told me to be, not to lord over the people, but to be an example. And Lord, I want to be an example of holiness. I want to be an example of a righteous man. I want to be an example of someone who is the image of God in everything that I say and everything that I do, in the name of Jesus. And so I pray for Lady Olinda McCown, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCown, Sister Crystal McCown, Brother Aaron McCown, Mother Evelina Dean McCown, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Alessandra Miller, God, Brother Eric Coulter, Sister Connie Coulter and their family, God, Brother Herbert Lee and his little girls. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham, Brother Renick Graham. I pray for those partners, God, that partner with us. Brother Larry Brown, Brother Carl Christopher. God, those that partner with us. Evangelist Lisa Law. Those that invest in this ministry. And those that remain to consistently keep us in prayer. Brother Kenyatta Schamberger. Those that sow into this ministry, whether it's through finances, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through intercessory prayer, however it is, God, those that continue to bombard heaven on our behalf. I've called out those names of those people that you blessed to be attached to this ministry. And I speak breakthrough over their lives, Lord, in every area of their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for this day. And I thank you, God, for this time of prayer. And I pray that you especially anoint us for this day. Whatever is ahead of us, God, we know that you will make the way. We know that you will open up the door. And God, we're here to tell you that we trust you, we believe you, we won't doubt you. Because again, God, you never fail. Thank you, God, for this day and this time of prayer.
And we bless you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice, and we are glad in it. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.